Prologue. 6 months ago, outside Dallas, Texas. Blow it up, Reuben. Ex-Marine Reuben the Rube Velasquez sighed and flipped his sunglasses to his head before rubbing his eyes, the fall sun warming his face. As if blowing up a couple of buildings with one's mind would be that damn simple. Joe Smith, an average-looking guy who had been shot in the spine and now rode through life in a wheelchair, had been not only his boss, but his friend and mentor. In fact, he would go so far as to say Joe had saved his life. Not only had he rescued him from his captors, but more importantly, he'd saved him from himself. He considered Joe a father figure, even though only a couple of years separated them. The man had proved to be smarter than Reuben could ever hope to be, ingenious, and always seemed one step ahead of everyone around him. Most likely, that's how Joe had lived so long while operating his clandestine company, and probably why he seemed so much older than Reuben. But now, as he gazed at the old, dilapidated barn and house, he couldn't bring himself to do what his boss wanted, despite the fact he'd made a vow to himself that he'd help Joe in any way he could, at any time.
You could do this, Reuben. You can control your power. No one else. We've been practicing, and I know you've mastered it.
He grimaced, uncertainty rolling through him. Yes, he'd been working with Joe and two psychologists, but he still didn't know if he truly had his ability under control. Of course, the psychologist didn't know about the fact that he could start fires and blow stuff up simply by thinking about it. No, they had been hired for his anger management issues, to try to help him leave his rage in the past.
When Ella shot you, you must have been furious, Joe continued. You didn't light her on fire. You showed remarkable restraint, and it's only solidified since then. This isn't a person, but an old structure that's past its prime. It needs to go. You can't hurt anyone.
Joe's old lover, Ella, had shot Reuben about 6 months ago. His leg still hurt in the morning, especially during cold weather. Frankly, if anyone had needed anger management counseling, it should have been her. During his short stay with her, she'd never upset him, even if she had been a raging bitch. In fact, he had pitied her. He studied the old house. The brown shingle roof had caved in, and part of the old wraparound porch had fallen over. It appeared the house had once been painted white, but now looked yellow. The large barn seemed to be defying the laws of gravity as it leaned to the left, looking as if it would collapse at any moment. Both sat in front of a grove of old, beautiful oak trees that circled the small valley they stood in. The overgrown grass in the area had dried out, leaving it yellow and brittle. At one time, the place must have been beautiful, a true Texas gem hidden away from the world.
Here goes nothing.
Focusing on the house, he considered a time he'd been angry. There'd been so many of them, it didn't prove hard to choose. Then, he channeled the red-hot energy swelling within him. His chest grew warm, almost as if his heart had caught on fire. The heat spread throughout his body, and he pulled off his black leather jacket, dropping it to the ground, then balled his fists at his sides. Using his power both scared and thrilled him. As he closed his eyes, the heat seared from his every cell and bubbled under his skin, while perspiration oozed from every pore. It felt as if he would internally combust, and he worried that one day, the force would somehow become stuck within him, and he'd blow himself up with nothing left of him but a red haze. A moment later, sweat dripped down his brow and along his spine to gather at his lower back, making his t-shirt stick to his skin. He opened his eyes, and the energy exploded from him. In seconds, a large orange and red fireball engulfed the house, disintegrating it while the sound of crackling fire met his ears. A thrill traveled through him.